These things are insidious, you know, they creep up on you. I got a note today from Nick Jones of Faulty Products, the well-known television personality, sending me mint copies of two records that I've been hunting for years. Unfortunately, he's only loaning them to me, which is most unpleasant, really makes it worse. But he did mention that there's a new record by The Fall on its way, and until then, here's their first from their session for us tonight, just to help tide you over. This is called Rebellious Jukebox.
Wilson's Jukebox.
Rebellious Jukebox, and that's the first from The Fall. Let me remind you once again about our festive 50. May I do that? What I'd like you to do is to record some of your, write down your top three tracks of all time in order, 1, 2, 3, that is, from whether they're LP tracks or singles. And from the results of all of these cards, I'll fashion a festive 50 for use at the end of December. You can send these things to me, John Peel, care of BBC Radio 1, London W1A, 4WW. A postcard is preferred. And if you can write festive 50 on it somewhere, that'll make life a lot easier for us. Your top three tracks of all time, LP or single, and in order. Gratefully received. And I know Rod Stewart acts like a Burke a lot of the time, but he's the only tax exile I miss. Unless, of course, you count Lennon as a tax exile. I don't know whether you do. That's I Wish It Would Rain from the LP Coast to Coast Overture and Beginners. Here's another from The Fall. Canada. These are the Fall Industrial Estate.
Get up for Indesta. Get up for Indesta.
Those are the Fall, and Nick Jones forgot to tell me which track it was that the Fall were bringing out as a single shortly, but hopefully that'll be on it, even if it's on the B-side. Here we end tonight's programme with the last from the Fall, Futures and Pasts. And that's the end of tonight's programme, The Fall, and that was called Futures and Pasts, and our pasts have been the Buzzcocks and The Fall, and our futures are the Yachts. I only put that in there at the end of the programme so I could do that. Pretty clever, I thought, anyway. You can make up your own mind about it, of course. Thought like that had blown Dave Lee Travis's brains out.